So this question, a particular poetry project that I'm working on right now. When my grandfather was dying, I could tell that he was distressed, that he had these stories he wanted to tell, and that he was running out of time. Family stories, I think, about people who worked at the Chrysler factory in Indiana and on the atomic bomb. Some of his own stories, too, I know, as a serviceman in the Navy during World War II. He was so proud that he got to go on a Goodwill tour after the war, sailing around Cape Horn and crossing the Panama Canal. He specifically wanted me to write about those incidents in his obituary when he asked me to write his obituary. He was living in Ventura, California at the time, and I was living in San Diego. I offered to mail him some cassette tapes to record his stories. He loved the idea. He filled them up and requested more, so I sent more blank tapes, and they arrived in a small cardboard box via mail. The truth is that I have not listened to them yet. I am afraid to hear his voice somehow, and I'm afraid of the responsibility in being the carrier of these family stories. My plan is to eventually transfer them to digital files so that I can share them with my brothers and sisters. But also, I plan to make poems with those stories, with those cassettes. Not literal translations necessarily, but about the experience of listening to my grandfather after he has already died. He will be telling me some things for the first time, I know. Or maybe he will have forgotten to press record and they will be blank. I don't know. I'm not sure how that will work just yet, but I'm scared to begin, which is how I know I should take on this project.